Good morning. Today is Thursday, February 28th, last day of the month. Joining us this morning, a dry Paul Kraft from the CHP. Good morning, sir. A
wonderful break in the rain.
Yeah, well, at least for a couple of hours, huh?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I think we have plenty of topics to discuss, but our why do we say that this morning is dark horse. How did the phrase dark horse get its present meaning?
Believe the ancient Romans used to cover their horses in mud, making them dark and less visible at night.
Goes back to the Trojan horse, huh?
I'm just going to trail off there.
Yeah, okay, good, yeah.
Good.
You did spend a little too much time in the swamp growing up, didn't you?
I was covered in mud.
Yeah. At one time, it was a practice among racing men for the owner of a well-known horse to dye its hair in order to get better odds. Such a horse became a dark horse. So you're kind of almost close, except the weight factor there, since you can't make a horse hair lighter by dyeing it.
Okay. Yeah.
Everything you expected and a little bit more, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
Not a horse racing fan, so I guess I'm...
Oh, now you say it, huh? Well, we could have gone with dandelion. I know you're a big fan of dandelions.
I'm allergic.
Yeah, right. Not the wine, just the weed. That's all.
Right.
Oh. Well, I would imagine that you and your compadres have been rather active in the last 2 weeks.
Yes. I'll preface that by saying I just came back this week from vacation, so I let them handle some things by themselves while I was gone, but they did a great job.
So you took President's week?
Yes, it
Not
was during the
President's
week.
Day?
Well, that day was included in the week, yes, and the kids, you know how the area here is, the kids get a whole week off of school for the President's Day, so took advantage of it. We did get out of town. It was not any drier where we were, so.
Good, serves you right.
Yeah, right.
With the stuff we've experienced this week, slides, slips?
All of that. And more.
Water on the roadway, overflowing creeks, overflowing bays. This probably is the most active that it's been for you guys, 36 being closed also. Probably the most active it's been in the region for road impact, if you will. I was talking with Joe Duffy earlier this week. The furthest back we could go was when Confusion Hill went out. And 299 was out, and 101 was out, so we were isolated in 97. We couldn't figure that one out for a period of time.
Before I got up here, but I do recall that time. It's been bad. I've been here, 10-plus years, and it's the worst that we've had since I've been here as far as having to respond to as many calls, locations as we have. We had high water a couple of years ago, 17, I think it was January. And,
it was interesting talking to Joe a little bit and your references are always your own personal ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if something happened when you grew up, well, everybody kind of had a similar experience.
Right.
Maybe not. Okay. Those of us that have been around a little bit. Well, yeah, this is a normal winter. I mean, you look at the rainfall totals, 113%. Big deal. No big deal. I mean, this is normal. We always had floods.
I heard rumors that it used to rain like this a lot.
Yeah, no big deal. But if your personal reference points haven't existed for, like, say, 20 years.
Right.
This is all new and novel. Oh, my gosh, the world's coming to an end, et cetera, et cetera. And like, no, this is getting back to normal, guys.
Is it? It feels like our weather patterns have become cyclical now, where you'll go through phases of our drought, and now hopefully with the amount of moisture and the snowfall that we've had, will hopefully carry over throughout the year and provide more water and keep us drier than we have in recent years.
Yeah, The thing that I see that's a challenge is twofold. One is the infrastructure in place. Yeah, think of a riverbed. Okay, over 20, 25 years, it's filled up if it hasn't been blown out with floods. Okay, so now it builds up. Carrying capacity is less. Now we get the flooding that you guys get to experience, kind of like what we're dealing with. We listen to the all-inclusive that the area is dealing with in Ferndale right now. Okay. I mean, the Eel River hasn't blown out in a little bit of time. Certainly Salt River hasn't, and you know, and some of the tributaries haven't. Okay, it's going to back up. It's going to take longer for it to flush through, so to speak. Same with the Klamath, same with et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the response, how do you guys drill, practice something like this if you haven't experienced it?
You know, well, to be honest, it's, you know, we do other trainings throughout the year for responding to critical incidents, mass shootings now, unfortunately, training for those types of events. You know, tsunamis, the, I would say that our flooding response and this type of weather that we're having would be included in those response trainings that we do. And that's with fire, sheriff's department, the local law enforcement agencies. But really,
those are almost,
it's just amplifying. We're really amplifying what we do on a daily basis. We may have to call in extra bodies. It really seems like we're being tied up more on traffic control issues and diverting traffic, spending more time doing that than we're able to respond to calls for service. So it takes away from some of that.
Do the, I don't know, I guess the, not the law, because it's not law, but your guys and gals operating procedures, have they changed? I'm thinking, you know, in the old days, okay, you put up a sign, you say road flooded. Most of us then anticipate that people know that that area typically gets flooded, can read the words, and will react properly.
Right.
We don't need somebody there. Do you need somebody there now?
Well, we'll take a break and I'll come back and tell you how it works.
It's 8:19.
We know you love Easy Radio, singing out loud, really out loud, to your favorite songs. But what about when you're traveling out of the area? Easy Radio can be heard throughout the area on 910 AM and 104.1 FM in Curry and Del Norte counties. And if you're in Humboldt County, 980 AM. That's Easy Radio, 910 AM in Brookings, 104.1 FM in Del Norte and Curry County, and 980 AM in Humboldt County. Good radio is easy.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back mid-thought with Mr. Kraft from the CHP. Okay, continue.
Oh, that was so long ago. How am I supposed to remember what we were talking about?
Oh, you're a goldfish too.
Yeah. There's someone outside my tank again.
What? Yeah, yeah. Five-second memory.
Yeah. talking about infrastructure and our training with other agencies.
And the community's response also to the situations.
So I spent the day, I'll reference yesterday because I can actually remember that far back and we'll hold it there. But a lot of calls coming into the office either through 911 or directly to our office. And we're spending a lot of time just parsing those out to Caltrans, county roads. So we, you know, we're spending a fair amount of time responding to those areas to try and divert traffic or help set up an alternate route. But primarily, those two agencies, the Caltrans, County Roads, and of course, all the cities are doing their own work as well for their areas. But those two agencies alone are doing a tremendous amount of work. I mean, one call after another to get somewhere, put a signs up, put any type of blockade up that might be needed. Posting that, getting the information out to the public. And we tried to work together. If you'll look at our Facebook page, you won't see much of me giving updates on what's going on. It's sharing, right? Yeah. The kids use Facebook these days, I think.
And there's
although
so many,
they may argue that.
There's
that's
so many driving
old
also, right?
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That phone? It works out here too, man.
Right. Don't read Facebook while you're driving.
You know, you ask for Winston, not for me. I mean, yeah.
We need to start getting that kind of information out. So work in progress. Great reminder. Thank you. Using our media resources to help educate the public and get information out.
Well, and as I would suggest, as people are ignorant because they haven't been some haven't been around for 25 years, whether they were born here or they relocated here. They don't know how to necessarily react. I mean, you see what goes on in the Bay Area. They get an inch and a half of rain, and boy, it looks like a demolition derby in some stretches of the highway.
That's where we were at during this President's Week, and some of the days, there was a couple of days where we stayed in and just went on foot out to the beach, the zoo, things like that, because traffic was unbelievable. Look, man, I love California. I am never, ever going to go live in the Bay Area. I was going to tell you that right now. It was ridiculous. Luckily, we don't have that up here. However, we've got college up here with students that are from out of the area, from around the country and around the world. They're not familiar with our weather patterns and road conditions here. And with that, I would say moving forward from here, we need to be very careful and mindful that there are going to be continuing hazards just because the water recedes. Be very cautious of falling rocks and debris coming down from the hillsides, but also the roadways. You know, fresh potholes are being created right now because that.
Oh, you hit the one on Marsh, huh?
There are some really bad ones right now. Yeah, I have to get my suspension checked out. Drive carefully, drive slow, because there will be a lot of fresh hazards that are created in the roadway from this.
To me, it's a comparable to getting on the river after the winter. It changes.
Right.
Things move. Go to the beach after a storm. Things change. Stuff moves. Same thing here. You know, and I don't. Do you guys have any monitoring available to you for ground saturation? So that you know when it's getting close. I'm thinking of the slide that's south of Last Chance. And then there's that area just north of Klamath that, I mean, nothing happened. It just got so wet, it just kind of went boosh.
Right.
Kind of like, I guess, liquefaction with an earthquake. It just can't hold anymore, and it just, here it comes.
Exactly right. Caltrans is responsible for monitoring those things and will provide that information to us as well. They, you know, much as I do our public affairs, they have a public affairs officer as well. And we will share information so we can get that out. Yeah, multiple. And they're very large agencies, so they will be monitoring those things. And, you know, if you look at 101, was it north of Brookings? Washed out
yeah,
also. Huskanen.
Yeah,
that's gone.
Oh, that's down about, I think they said it's moved now 18 feet. It's down 7 or 8 feet, still moving. I mean, it's got a picture from one of our guys last afternoon, and it's rippled. In sections, it kind of think of the like an alligator, you know, the alligator road, but right. The chunks aren't 1-inch squares. The chunks are like maybe 10 feet by 20 feet.
Good gosh!
For about a quarter mile stretch, it's the same area that blew out 8 or 9 years ago. It's doing it again. I mean, you just that kind of stuff. Yeah, you never want to be the first one on site.
Who discovered that?
Exactly.
Well, just, you know, all the more reason to be cautious. And
well, I would think at nighttime, you probably, unless you need to be out, you don't want to be out.
Oh, definitely.
Because if you can't see this stuff.
Good reminder to check your headlights and wiper blades. We talked about that at the beginning of winter and changing those out. But partway through our winter leading up to spring here, checking those blades and making sure your headlights are functioning so you can see.
That stuff that you can put on your windshield, or on the windshield, on the front lights, you know, when they get yellowy and make them white.
Yeah.
Do you guys recommend that? Or does that make them brighter?
Yeah, I can only say I personally had an older vehicle a couple of years ago I used that on, and it worked. It absolutely worked. I can't recommend a particular brand of anything.
No, but
I grabbed one off
makes
the shelf,
sense.
And it did. Yes, it absolutely helped clear up the visibility ahead.
Hey, now I've got a weekend project. About 10
luck.
Minutes worth. Yeah, it's 8:30.
Decade Difference presents the High School Innovate Business Challenge.
I'm Genevieve Regley, encouraging you to go for it and submit an idea. I didn't know if my idea would be selected, but it was, and I learned a lot about my idea and myself. It was a great experience and helped kickstart my business while still attending Ferndale High School.
Learn more at decadeadifference.org. Deadline to enter is February 15th. Upload your idea and compete for thousands of dollars. It's the Decade of Difference. Be a part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times 836. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Paul Kraft from the California Highway Patrol. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, REDEC, Humboldt Termite and Pest Control, and Murphy's Markets. Paul, looking at some of the different challenges that are out there, we've got the infrastructure we were talking about before where the folks are out signing this stuff. But I would suspect that there's a little bit of responsibility on us, the community. You know, if you see water, don't be stupid. It's kind of like you have an earthquake and you rush out to the beach. You just don't do it. I mean, there's certain
not
things.
Why.
Is that, do you sense something that you're going to have to start incorporating into your public education when you're at the fairs and you're at the schools and all these other things that, you know, okay, there's this layer of don'ts that used to be just kind of built in.
Yes.
And because it's been so long, and there's a lot of folks from the now in the area that have not experienced this stuff, that you're going to have to go back to kind of square one and don't anticipate. If you see a tree wobbling a little too much around a power line, don't stand there and watch it. I mean, that kind of stuff.
These an event like this usually it definitely, I guess, re-encourages. It's probably not a word, but it puts my mindset in a place of where to go with our education. We do a lot of events throughout the year. We have our booths set up at, you know, the State Fair and the Redwood Acres Fair, things like that. It points us in a direction for what we can use as a point of focus and those for education during those times. The other thing I see, and I think I've talked about this before, is, you know, the lack of, we have a very limited driver education program in the schools now. It's all put upon the parents to get their kids through driver's ed and provide that training. I think with a lack of that in school, I can look towards going into the schools and provide some of that education as well. What to do? I mainly focus on DUI, distracted driving. Those are two of the biggest hazards we have. So when I get in the classroom with the students, that's usually where I end up going with the talks. This is a reminder that we also need to talk about some of these things, how to respond. And it's really a pretty basic response. You see standing water, don't drive into it. You don't know what's underneath there. The road could have washed out underneath. There could be some type of hazard underneath the water.
Well, even if it's there, I would suspect, and you know, the gutters back up like they do at the bottom of a lot of hills or in some of the grates because of the leaves and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
You know, there's this basic thing called hydroplaning.
Doesn't take much.
No, particularly, well, depending on the situation and the condition of your vehicle tires.
Maintaining your vehicle, tire checking, tire tread, getting your headlights replaced, or we talked about earlier.
Spiffied.
Yeah. Waxing those things with that special wax and get them bright again. Change your wiper blades, maintaining that. Make sure your windshield is in good condition. I just had to have one replaced because I take rock after rock around here, especially now with more debris being washed into the road, maybe stuff being laid down for icy road conditions, things to consider about maintaining your car in
stuff
good condition.
Stuff gets airborne, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting that you got to think about some of those basic things, but that really is part of it. It's not just peeling out at the stop sign.
No, and we do neglect our vehicles a lot, and you know, it's a risk that you take. It may be fine out on a normal sunny day, but when the storm hits and your wiper blade is all wonky and flapping around or not wiping
streets,
anything off the windshield, that's not when you want to find out that it doesn't work.
It's funny. well, funny. Funny, weird. All right, for me, Andrew's a new to us car, and we were driving around when Stefan was here. Got, you know, it's a typical looking, and it's white, so it doesn't really stand out in a parking lot. I thought, okay, what? Just the steering wheel. Put a cover on it. It's got pink on it. Okay. So now it doesn't have fancy plates, so somebody's probably still not going to see it. But for us, it's now an indicator. You know, just something really simple, basic, but that's kind of a rush for me. Having the windshield wipers change, what's it, 30, 40 bucks? I mean, it's not a big amount for most folks, right?
Yeah.
Oh, look how cool. I mean, it's an instantaneous positive upgrade kind of thing. I'm kind of anxious about cleaning
where are we at in our lives, Brian, when we're like, oh, look, it just wiped all the water off the windshield. Look how clean it is. It's so exciting. That passes for
excitement. It's a whole lot easier than painting the house. Same rush, but it takes 5 weeks to get there, right?
Oh, I remember I used to have that chip in the windshield here. Look how nice it is being able to see all the way through.
Wasn't it a relief?
Actually, it was, yeah. It's kind of exciting.
That's cool. I mean, maybe everybody else on the rig doesn't care. But you're going, hey, yeah, okay, cool.
The simple things.
Yeah, the small little air freshener things.
Right. Take pride in maintaining your vehicle. Is that what we're saying, I believe?
Well, or just, you know, sometimes if you're tired or you've got a lot of stuff going on or what, you don't have the time to do the big stuff. But that still doesn't mean you can't do the small stuff and still have a positive impact.
And almost all of those things we talked about take just a few minutes to maintain or to even inspect.
Like this morning, we got 2-3 hours of clear. And then rain comes. Okay, there's a window of opportunity there. You're probably not going to go out and mow your lawn unless you want to lose
your
lawnmower.
No, might need a few more days of dry weather, right?
But some of these small little things are things you can do that are just
absolutely
just kind of there. When you guys pull someone over and have, I think you call it an interaction, an opportunity to remind people, communication moment, do you look at things like that, like the windshield wipers? Just kind of a quick glance to see, hey, you know, you might want to, or looking at the light, you know, the light fixtures in the front. You know, if the light bulb's out, obviously you guys are all over that. Or the tires as you're walking up. I mean, do you kind of do that stuff?
Part of it would come down to where you're making your traffic stop at. If I'm on the side of the freeway and it's heavy traffic, I am not, in all likelihood, going to walk around up to the front of the vehicle looking at things. But I think most of us, we do take the time to look around when we're up with a vehicle. I might stop someone for speeding or some other violation. Glancing around, I'm not necessarily checking the wiper blades, but what's the condition of the windshield?
Yeah, exactly.
Headlights, we make a lot of stops at night for headlights, tail lights out, because those things are important to be able to, for the visibility and safety of the drivers at night. But yeah, we do take a look at those things. And oftentimes, for me personally, if I stop somebody for speed, I have an opportunity to write them a fix-it ticket for some correctable thing like that. I would rather have them fix their light, give them a break on the speeding. Hey, slow down. That's my mode of operation. And I encourage that with our new officers as well.
The fix-it ticket, then they just have to come out to their favorite neighborhood law enforcement and say, see?
Typically would have 30 days to fix that violation and then get it signed off by any law enforcement officer. And
so anywhere, and then it's a correspondence thing.
Correct.
Not that I don't know if I've ever gotten one. I think I did once.
Should we do a walk around your vehicle before I leave here today?
You betcha. I just changed the rear lights.
Oh, you sound pretty proud. We'll see.
Yeah.
Next month we can talk about the violations that we found.
KINS, News and Information Times 844.
Hey, Humboldt County. The folks at Fly Humboldt want to say thank you for all your support. The Los Angeles flight is a great success. Did you hear? Starting May 29th, we'll have a second departure to Los Angeles. It makes it even easier to visit sunny SoCal. What's more, we'll have flights to Denver starting June 7th. You'll only be a few hours away from the Mile High City or wherever you want to go. This will make connecting to the world even easier. Get more information at flyhumboldt.org or email us at info@flyhumboldt.org.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times 847. We're back talking shop this morning with Paul Kraft. So, Paul, with the weather anticipated as it is from, I guess today's supposed to be okay, tomorrow we're supposed to be kind of in and out, and then rain hits again on the weekend. Is this a triggering time for the maximum enforcement, or are you guys just more diligent and spending more time out buzzing around or going slow and looking for issues rather than doing some of the other things that you guys do when you're on shift?
No. So our maximum enforcement periods are designated for high traffic times. So they're geared towards enforcement of those violations of speed and the violations that create deaths and injuries.
So more of a volume
indication. Yes. So these type of incidents, they do end up causing us to call in people and put more people out, but not necessarily, not for enforcement. So yeah, there's a little bit of a difference. I guess an example might be we would have for a maximum enforcement period, we would assign more officers on the schedule. They would be scheduled to work and we'd have them out. An incident like this, we might see who's off or take, you know, we have several officers like myself that primarily work in the office or in the community doing things. We might be pulled aside to work patrol and to go out and help handle calls. And
just kind of drive around and be present.
Right.
A little bit slower.
So a little bit of a different dynamic of what we're doing out there, but still.
But it would result in the same for us. You know, the non-badges, we see more
cars
cruisers
out
there. Yeah.
Yes. And our sergeants are pretty active, too. I mean, we have good working sergeants here that get out on the road and help handle calls and respond. Just like the officers do, so that helps a bit too.
Do you guys call the rigs now cruisers, or do you call them trucks?
What
are they
cars,
called?
Cars, cruisers.
They're not cars anymore.
Well, we still have a couple of chargers.
Oh, are there still a couple?
Which don't do well in the snow. We have the Expedition or the Explorer, body style, but those. Are not ideal for the snow either, we're finding out.
Well, you don't have a snowcat.
No, we do not have a snowcat. We have a couple of Expeditions, but they're primarily assigned out in the Willow Creek area.
So you need Suburbans, you know, for the snow and stuff?
Yeah, those guys keep them out there. They also do work. They have to get down to the river bar sometimes and get down to some
nasty spots.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully you'll be able to stay somewhat warm, somewhat dry.
That's my goal.
Then the other side is hopefully you're outside doing some stuff for us. So
only in the sun.
Sometime. Yeah, right. Okay.
Stay safe.
Yeah, see everybody tomorrow.